This is the Ag Queen Podcast. This podcast explores the agriculture industry with the movers and shakers of those shaping it.
Hello, everyone. This is Lori Boyer from 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, and I'm visiting with Emily Priebnow. She is with John Deere, and she is the manager of production system marketing for U.S. and Canada. I heard a little bit about you, and I understand that you have done some amazing things and that you kind of you're overseeing the launch of the new things that have come to Commodity Classic this year, and there's several of them.
Yeah, for sure. So my responsibility is to think about what is our go-to-market approach for all of our corn and soy solutions, as well as our small grain solutions, cotton and sugar. So at this show, we're very focused on the corn and soy production system, those farmers, as well as small grains. And we have a variety of products that we're here with, three big ones that are brand new, and then several others that we brought as well.
So a little behind the scenes, I think this will kind of be fun. It's not something I do very often. So as John Deere is releasing these and research and development and putting things together, do you get included in that process so you know what's going on the whole time?
Yeah. So how it works is we have a group of people at our, we call them product families, that think about what does this product need to look like as it comes to life. And then we have customers that work with them on, I like this feature, I like that feature, this would be helpful to me. And then as that comes through a process, we actually have groups of teams that put together what the value of those are so we can articulate it really well, and that it's easy to understand, right? When you have a lot of information, you got to make that information easy to understand. Then what my team does is we take that and we try to make it come to life. So this year we decided to do all that right here at the Commodity Classic.
So what are some of the behind the scenes on putting this out here? So, I mean, you have a beautiful big booth and lots of lights and digital. Is that all you too?
Yep, for sure. So we started planning this booth about 24 months ago. And what we decided to do was that we really like the Commodity Classic because several industry leaders are here. And then, of course, a lot of farmers that are very serious about what's their next equipment purchase look like? What's their farm look like? What's the future of their farm look like? So this is a great partnership show for us. And so we decided to do it here on purpose. We decided that we wanted to take both production systems and put them in a booth with all of our new product. And in order to do that, we needed a pretty big spot. So as you have noticed, we needed a big spot. So we have about over an acre here in our booth. And we have two full seating trains, one of which is designed for like the Northern Plains or Canada, very lengthy from a large tractor as well as the cart and whole train. And then another one that's more designed for corn and soybeans. We have three combines. We have two sprayers. We have a planting tractor. We have a tillage tractor. So we have a lot of product here in the booth. And in order to do that and make it seamless, we needed a big space to do it.
Very cool. So they can come into your booth, they can get in the cab, they can check it all out. What kinds of questions have folks been asking?
Sure. So analysis, I forgot about Precision Ag. The center of our booth, I apologize, I didn't say that, looking right at it, is our Precision Ag Hub. So we have that. And then we have a big screen where customers can come in and hear individual messages every 15 minutes about given products. So if they're interested in, let's say, tillage or planting and seeding, they can come at that specific time. So that's been really good. In terms of the questions that we're getting, our theme this year is all about ready. And what that means is we want to be ready to give a customer all the tools they need to be ready to work. So what does that look like for them? That could be mean like ready for emergence. What am I going to do in the planting and seeding space? Ready for yield. What am I going to do when I'm spraying or bringing all those bushels in at harvest time? So the questions that we get the most about are, what does this new product do? And what's the value that it provides my farm? We also have our whole upgrades portfolio here. So we have some customers that come in that they might not want to buy new, but they want to get the most out of their existing equipment. So we talk about them as well. So we're right now behind this 9RX tractor. So one of the questions we get the most is, does it really not have any diesel exhaust fluid? And no, it doesn't. And so that's an example. Or, wow, 830 horsepower, what does that give me? Well, that gives me the ability in corn country to disc 100 more acres per day. Those are the kind of things that we talk about with the customer as they come in. Or with the seeding train, it gives me the ability to take twice the cart load in the hills and go a mile an hour faster. Given the size of some of these trains today, that's really hard to do if you don't have quite a bit of power from a tractor perspective, as well as hydraulics. And this system gives you the ability to do both. So those are a couple examples.
Those are great examples, and I like how you're using data, even visiting with me, because farmers, they want to know, how is this going to work for me? What is the solution to my problem? And by having that information ready for them, kind of gives them what they need. So you've made a lot of new launches here at Commodity Classic. What's next in the year?
Yeah, so we're excited about all the new launches we have. What comes next for us in the year is we start our early order program season. Okay. So right when we get home, orders will start coming in for this big tractor, and then all our air seeding tools after that, sprayers will follow, and then planters, and then combines. So basically we hit the ground running in about April, and dealers work with customers to really meet their needs in terms of what their equipment purchase wants to look like for the year, or if they want to upgrade, what options they might consider to do that as well.
And then one other question that came to my mind as you were talking about that. So if they order, is it manufactured to order?
Yeah. So when we think about ordering, basically they put in, we call the build-in price. In fact, they can go online and take a look at that if they want to kind of look at what the specs of a machine are, and they determine, okay, let's use the tractor example since we're standing up here. What's the power I want? What's the hydraulic capacity I want? All those kind of thing. And that's how it works for us, is that the customers get to decide specifically. They can even go to Waterloo and watch it be built and then sign the frame if they really want to. We call that a gold key tour. And it's something that's really special for a customer when they make a purchase, if they choose to do so.
I didn't know John Deere did that. That's
absolutely
cool. What's a typical manufacturing time?
It really depends on the product. Because this tractor is new, it's going to have its own dedicated space. So that we're learning through that, and these won't be built until the fall. We'll take the orders in March, and then they'll be built later in the fall.
Anything else?
No, just we're really proud to be here. Yeah. We really appreciate all the industry partnerships we have at Commodity, and what we appreciate the most is our customers. It's been fun to see their eyes light up when they see all of these products, and just for our team to get to be excited about all the solutions that are coming to the marketplace. We're proud to be ready and hopefully ready to work with them and help them lead in the given areas they're in.
Once again, my guest joining me from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas recently, Emily Preeb. She is the John Deere Manager of Production System Marketing for the U.S. and Canada.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Ag Queen Podcast with your host, Lori Boyer.